Unfortunately, it seems to be kind of a theme, and animals in shelters and them being overrun, dogs, for example. Talking with Tara Maslowski, she's the event coordinator for Manitoba Underdogs Rescue. And COVID has really changed things, hasn't it, Tara?
Right, and that's the thing. I mean, we couldn't even keep our dogs on, you know, on the website more than an hour, if that. Like,
yeah.
People were just adopting. And, I mean, you know, at that time, granted, nobody was really doing anything. And then once life started to resume back to normal, that's kind of when people figured, you know, hey, maybe I can't look after this animal, or hey, you know, I don't have anybody to watch this animal, or I don't have the time for the animal. And I mean, unfortunately, that's when dogs got returned into care. And
yeah.
I mean, that's the reality of it. It's the sad reality of it.
But you'd mentioned earlier when I was talking to you off the air about backyard breeders being a problem. I didn't realize that.
You know, the backyard breeders, they were trying to take advantage of the lockdown spikes for the demand in pets. Like, there's no place for, you know, an overstock of dogs to go. There's no place, you know, to just drop off dogs, unfortunately. You know, animal services is busting at the seams. All the rescues are just full in capacity.
It's like a perfect storm, like what happened in LaSalle last week. In case people missed it, it's just horrible.
A very good Samaritan was driving alongside the highway and noticed a box. And something in his gut told him he should stop and take a look to see what it is. There were four puppies, abandoned, malnourished, covered in fleas, and nearly frozen to death on the side of the highway. Heartbreaking. I mean, we've shared some of the photos, we've shared some of the videos. They are just skin and bones. But I can't imagine a person, you know, just being able to do that and just leave the pups on the side of the road
and live with themselves.
So he quickly took them to Pemina Vet in Winnipeg, and they, you know, examined them and they contacted us. So, I mean, they're in a loving foster home right now. They're getting all the love and warmth and food they deserve. However, they're not out of the woods yet. You know, at Manitoba Underdogs, we're all about the underdogs and taking them in.
And what can we do to help you to get them into loving homes?
So right now, it's basically crisis mode right now, just with all the dogs in care and especially these pups coming in. So we're asking for two things.
Okay.
We're in severe need of puppy food. These little babes are just eating so much because they are so malnourished and hungry. So any type of puppy food, I know you can go to Costco and buy a bag of puppy food. You can get in touch with us. We have various supply houses around the city that they can be dropped off at.
Okay.
If you didn't want to do that, you could send us a donation for puppy food, and we'd be happy to purchase that on your behalf for the dogs in care. And then, of course, just donations. I mean, their vet bills add up very quickly considering the condition that they were in. And it's through Canada Help. So when you do donate, you do get an instant tax receipt, which is nice.
And I know, being a foster myself, there's always a need for that.
Always needing fosters. The rescue covers everything. You provide the toys and the food, and the vet visits are covered. People are thinking about, you know, fostering. I think now more than ever is the time to do it, because again, this won't be the first that this happens with, you know, the dogs that we found.
Sure.
And you know, it's just, unfortunately, it's going to keep happening. But again, we can't keep bringing them in without having foster homes.
Well, keep us updated how everything works out, would you?
I will, absolutely. Thanks so much, Alex. It's always good to talk to you.